Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. Another great opportunity for high school football tomorrow right here on WWL. It's the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. If you love high school football, get ready for Friday Night Lights here on WWL. Brad Lumine and Alan Waddell have you covered for the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup tomorrow night at 7. This week, the game day crew will be live from Riverside versus St. Thomas Aquinas. Reporters also will have the action from Shaw versus Brother Martin, Jesuit versus John Curtis, Dutchtown versus East Ascension, and more. We're going to get Alan Waddell, host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, in here shortly. Let's squeeze in Joe real quick, another Joe in Uptown. Go ahead, Joe. You're on WWL.
Hello, my buddy. One fellow Marine to another. How you doing, my man?
What was your MOS? What was your MOS?
Joe's. What's that?
What was your MOS?
What?
What was your job? Oh, we lost Joe. All right. Let's step away and come back and get Alan. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-1870. All right, we have Alan Waddell, host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Christian. Thanks, man.
You guys got a whale of a game that you're going to be at, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm actually about to pull up right now, Christian, to Strawberry Stadium right here in Hammond as probably the premier game of the weekend. They're playing on Thursday night, St. Charles Catholic and Newman. It's going to be broadcast on the NBC Sports Network. I think that's Channel 220 on DirecTV. It's a national televised game between St. Charles Catholic and Newman. But tomorrow we got a full slate of games as well. But it's a great weekend for high school football in our state.
Man, so you're pulling up there. What's the atmosphere look like?
Man, it's going to be great. You know, I was up. I was there Monday for the walkthrough when Coach Stein and Coach Nelson Stewart came and kind of toured the facility, and they knew where they were going to park their buses and all that. They were getting straight where Archie was going to park and how they were going to get him in the stadium. And it's going to be electric, man. I know there's a lot of people in here in the Tangipahoa Parish community that's going to this game just to be a fan because they want to see Arch Manning play tonight. And I think arguably he's playing one of the best small school defenses mm-hmm. in the entire state.
He's a show unto himself. I mean, he attracts a lot of people. We talked about it the last time, Alan. I mean, people that are fans of any other school are going to watch this kid play.
Yeah, you know, I have some just friends that are fans of Southeastern up here, Christian, that are texting me saying, hey, are you going to the game? We just want to see Arch. And I think you're going to get a lot of that, you know, over the next couple of years, obviously the rest of this year and then next year is senior year, of people that are going to go to high school football games that might not have been to any in the last several years just because they want to go see the Manning. They want to see the next Manning on their way, their journey as they head to college football and then possibly to the NFL.
Speaking of Southeastern, how about the Lions, man? How about the Lions?
Man, hey, big win last week over Nichols, up to number 11 in the country. Because of the way the hurricane played out, Christian, we still haven't played a home game. This is going to be our first home game of the season this Saturday against Houston Baptist. I told you last week on the radio, to take the over. I think the over was 71.
Yes,
it ended up being 58-48. It was a lot of points against Nicholls State.
Yeah, that must have been another fun one. Let's get to some of the action you guys are going to be covering on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup tomorrow night starting at 7. Riverside versus St. Thomas Aquinas. Break down that matchup for us.
Yeah, we're going to have an opportunity to be up here in the North Shore as we're going to watch two small schools get after it, two greater New Orleans small schools. St. Thomas Aquinas off to a good start. They lost their last game, their first game of the season last week to West Feliciana. Riverside, they're living with life without Gage Laverdine, but they're figuring out. They played some bigger opponents. I think it ought to be a good matchup. They had a big win over Albany a couple of weeks ago. Looking forward to being at that game. And, you know, we got some other great ones on the schedule. See, Destrehan's playing Terrebonne tomorrow. Two communities that were really hit hard by Hurricane Ida. And then, you know, really the game I'm looking forward to watching, Christian, tomorrow is the Jesuit and John Curtis. You know, I think Jesuit's certainly a player, not only in the Catholic League, but in the Division I championship race. I think they're that good. I think offensively they have to be better. But I think defensively they're as good as anybody in the state, and I think it has an opportunity to be a great football game.
You mentioned Dutchtown and East Ascension, Lakeshore versus Belle Chasse.
Yeah, look, Dutchtown, East Ascension, one of the great backs in the state, and Dylan Sampson, he's committed to the University of Tennessee. He goes against a stout East Ascension defense. The Spartans are loaded on defense, and looking forward to that matchup to see what prevails. Dutchtown's running attack with Dylan Sampson or that really stingy East Ascension defense. East Ascension struggles to score at times sometimes, so it's really two contrasting styles.
Alan, how do you store all this information in your brain? And not just the relevant stuff for this year, but years, 10 years ago, 12, 15, 20 years ago?
Christian, I really don't know. You know, I'm just kind of a high school football junkie. I've told my story several times on the air, just, you know, me and my dad used to go to games every Friday night. And, you know, some people can paint. Some people can, can sing. I can't do any of that stuff, but I can remember players' names and statistics and scores that I've been to. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. And I'm glad I can share it with our community and do this each and every Friday night. And, Christian, if you ask me about the atmosphere, I'm up here at Strawberry Stadium. I've been riding around this whole time on this interview. I can't find a place to park.
Wow.
So it's a jam-packed house here in Hammond for Arch Manning and versus St. Charles Catholic.
The Isidore Newman Greenies, Arch Manning and St. Charles Catholic. And Alan, you gave me an idea, though. You just gave me – I think we should have a game show of high school prep sports history, prep football history, and you could be on one of the players, and I think it would be fascinating, to be honest with you.
I got some other guys that could be in that contest as well.
Sure.
that might show me up.
Well, you'd be in the discussion, that's for sure. So tomorrow you're going to have Jake Gibbs, the All-American baseball, college baseball and college football player, but he's locally known as the guy who punted to Billy Cannon.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, that's one of the unique things that we've added starting last year and then moved on to this year, Christian, is every week we have a Sugar Bowl star that is on our program. It's usually just kick off the 8 o'clock hour. We usually do about a 15-minute interview with, and we've had some big names on our show. You know, you think about Danny Warfel was on our show. We've had some great ones, you know, some great Sugar Bowl stars. And it's really been a nice feature because, again, our show wouldn't be possible without the All-State Sugar Bowl for being our title sponsor.
Yeah, here recently, this year, you had Jimmy Burrow, the father of Joe Burrow.
Hey, we had David Pollack. We had him on last year as well. So we're getting some good names that's coming on our show.
Speaking of Joe Burrow, he's on voice rest. He can't talk for a week. Could you go a week without speaking?
Oof, I don't know if I can go 10 minutes without speaking. Anybody that knows me, if you ask my wife. You know, a lot of words coming out of this mouth.
Alan, tomorrow night, it's going to be a great show as always. Brad Lumine, yourself, your great group of reporters. If you could just talk about them and what they're able to deliver to your show on Friday nights.
Yeah, first of all, let me say this. Brad does a tremendous job. He rounds up, you know, all the reporters. He kind of gives out the reports. And, you know, Christian, Brad and myself, we have full-time jobs as well off the air. So certainly for him to be able to find time to do that is really it's a plus for our show and all that he does. And then our reporters, Christian, you know, we have guys, it's a bunch of volunteers. They go out, they go to their game. they'll go to games they normally cover. They'll go out to other games. We've had reporters all over the state this year, Christian. We had a reporter last week at Western Row in Alexandria. So went all the way up to North Louisiana. Those guys do a great job, and it's just because they like being a part of what we're doing on Friday night, and we're really appreciative to everything they do. We have some guys that's been with us for years that are they're seasoned reporters. I mean, if you listen to them on the air, you wouldn't know that they are insurance salesmen or security guards or bus drivers or whatever they may be. We have some great, certainly some great guys that are positioned on our show.
Listen, that show's always going to be near and dear to my heart. That's where I cut my teeth, so to speak. So, don't miss it tomorrow, 7 o'clock, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, the most comprehensive high school coverage in America, tomorrow night, 7 to 10:30, right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Alan Waddell, thank you so much, man.
All right, Christian. Hey, look, and just a quick plug, if you follow me on Twitter, at Alan G. Waddell, I'll be posting live scores from this Newman St. Charles Catholic game tonight.
Repeat that again.
At Alan G. Waddell, A-L-L-E-N-G Waddell, and I'll be putting out scores from the St. Charles Catholic and Newman game here tonight live from Strawberry Stadium.
Man, have some fun. Enjoy that.
You got it, dude.
All right. We'll step away and come back for Keith in New Orleans East here on WWL, AMFM.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!